Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. Sorry, I've been gone a little while from the program, but had two surgeries, but I'm back on time, back on schedule. And welcome to Joy and Peace again. To each caller that have called in or will listen later in the archive, we have a wonderful topic set up for today. My topics is already done for the whole month of March. So stay tuned. Keep coming because all the topics is already pre-done already. I finished them all. So let's have a word of prayer before we start. Gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way that I know how. Come giving you the honor and giving you the praise because it's not about me. It's all about you. I'm just a mail lady dropping off the mail for free, dear Heavenly Father. I'm asking you to word my mouth, put out what you have put in me, dear Heavenly Father. Move things around for everyone that may be listening in today, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. But today our topic is, what does it mean to live a victorious Christian life? And for those that want to have someone to tune into the broadcast, the number to call in is area code 646-716-4389. Tell them to come on. We are on the air for 45 minutes today. Area code 646-716-4389. Invite someone else to come on because they may get an encouraging word and be able to lift up the name of Jesus with us on this broadcast and can add something to the broadcast because it's not about me. It's all about doing what God say do. So today, as I thought about that, you know, the Bible promised us a victory far greater and more lasting. We can experience spiritual victory over sin and death. A victory both sure and final through Christ, victory over death. You know, the victory life is a life of victory over sin, self, and Satan. You know, a life of freedom from the power of sin as well as freedom from the penalty of sin. Living out with the joy, the responsibility God has given to us, no matter how big or small they appear to be in a given moment. Our tag words you'll hear throughout our broadcast is joy, freedom, sin, self. So today we're talking about victorious living, and we have a lot of scriptures that will be coming from today. First, we have Genesis 4 and 7, and you can read it at your earliest convenience if you don't have your Bibles with you. You know, you will be accepted if we respond in the right way on victorious Christian life. Over in 1 John 5 and 4, it says, for every child of God, defeat this evil world by trusting Christ to give the victory. You know, if we are willing, God would help us defeat sin in our life. We can have that victorious Christian life with Jesus in our life, the head of our life. You know, when you think about it, victorious Christian life is the life that is lived by faith. In a moment by moment, surrender to God. The victorious Christian life is rooted and grounded in faith. You know, the whole of Hebrews chapter 11, it tells the story of a man, of men and women, by who by faith was victorious in some way. You know, our God is always victorious, no matter the fall. Even the cross of Christ was not a defeat for the Lord, but a victory. Now the prince of this world will be driven out, means Satan. Jesus said in his final weeks of his earthly ministry, at his trial before the high priest, Jesus testified, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One coming on the cloud of heaven. You know, this is you'll find it in Mark 14 and 62. That's Victoria belief shared in. You know, the Victoria Christian life is a life lived through triumph over everything in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You'll find that 1 John 2 and 16. You know, it is conquering of fear, knowing God's peace. Over in John 14, 27 and 16 through 33. It is perseverance through trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword. You'll find that in Romans 8, 35. It's showing us to be more than conquerors through him who loved us. You know, the victorious Christian life naturally leads to a defeat of death itself. You can go find that in 1 Corinthians 15, 54 through 55. And a glorious reward in heaven, which you will find in Revelation 2 and 17. You know, the righteous will live by faith. It's impossible to overemphasize the importance of faith and living the victorious Christian life. Everyone born of God overcome the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is that overcomes the world? Only the one who believed that Jesus is the Son of God. You'll find that in 1 John 5, 4 and 5. I'm giving you some scriptures and some things about what it does. What does it mean to live a victorious Christian life? We have to have that relationship with God. That's the only way we can live a victorious Christian life. We have to have a connection with God. You know, part of living the victorious life is properly dealing with temptation. That's where that sin come in. You know, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 said, no temptation have overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way, out so that you can endure it. You know, in the context of this verse, Paul is speaking to a church surrounded by idolatry and temptation. There was social, financial, and political pressure to return to their old ways and participate in pagan practice. But God, in his faithfulness, told them, in us, there is no temptation anyway at any time that would take him by surprise. And he will always make a way to escape it and thus endure. When a Christian faces temptation, God will always give a clear way of avoiding the sin. But it is still the choice of the individual to take the way out or not. Avoiding temptation requires moment by moment submission to God. That means we got to be with God, you all. We can't be half-stepping. We can't be playing around. We can't say we're going to do this and we don't do it. And God have told us what to do, but we doing something totally different. You know, the answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ guaranteed our utmost victory over sin. Over in Ephesians 6, 10, and 18, he said, the word of God said, put on all of God's armor. Not part of them, you all. We need all, and the things we're going through right now, we need the armor from our top to our feet. We need the full armor of God. God equipped us with all the weapons we need to defeat the enemy and his temptation. And over in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27, you can read it. It's saying too that, so I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. To experience victory in the Christian life, we must be willing to commit ourselves, you all, to vigorous spiritual training and preparation. That means we got to be spiritually trained, be prepared for whatever come up our way. That means we got to be on bending knees, standing up against the wall, up wherever we need to be. We need to be the watcher and keeper. So we know. But we need to be living a victorious Christian life. Anyone would like to say something? I see my board is lit up. Anybody would like to say something on this topic, feel free. Hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely, surely bring you in. We're talking today, living a victorious Christian life. And we can live that Christian life, y'all, with Jesus at the head of our life. Because it's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ telling others about victory. Tell them how they can come up out of sin, from temptation. Because temptation going to hit us on every side. But we got to be standing, flat-footed, with the full armor of God on us from our head to our feet. You know, I thought about Dust Faith promised that we would all be winners over in 1 Corinthians 1:26-31. You can read that at your leisure. Okay, I have someone. Praise the Lord. I'm going to bring on our first guest this morning. All righty. Okay, first guest this morning, 832, you are now on the air. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm so excited about this title. What does it mean to have a victorious life? A victorious life is a stay-focused life. Stay focused on our Lord Christ Jesus. It took me to the scripture, Romans 8, and it reminded me that if we stay focused and understand the word of God, to study to show yourself approval, it will all work out for us in the end. And Romans 8 and 7 says, because the carnal mind enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Then it went on to say, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of God, he is none of his. So in other words, I realize that we got to stay in the spirit of God. We got to read and study and pray and fast and be able to reach one and teach another. This is our life. It's a lifestyle. Holiness is a way of life. And I just want to say thank you to Apostle Elliot for this subject of victorious life, because now is the time that we need to be reminded that we are doomed to fail. And no condemnation is where it begins, and it ends with no separation from God. I thank you for having me this morning, and praise the Lord to everyone.
Amen. Thank you, caller, for those words of wisdom to the rest of our callers that's on the line and that may be listening in later. You know, over in Psalms 98, you can read it verses 1 through 3. I'll just break it down. You know, the Lord has anointed his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation, not just something, to everyone, every nation. God have announced his victory. And over in Romans 8 and 37, you can read that also at your convenience, you know. When I break it down, they say overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. My. And you know, when I went to John 15, and if anybody would like to say anything, all you do is hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. John 15 tells us a parable that gives a key to victorious Christian life. Jesus Christ is the vine, the source of life, health, and wholeness. We are the branches, utterly dependent on the vine. And, you know, the word used over and over throughout the passage is most often translated as abide or remain. The original Greek word really means stay where you are. Where is the Christian? The Christians are in Christ. My. You find that in Ephesians 2 and 13. And, you know, as I went on, the victorious Christian life is a journey of faith, not just for eternal salvation, but of daily decision, building up into lifestyle that reflects Christ. You'll find that in Galatians 2 and 20. Faith is the calm assurance that we do not yet see. It's far more real, more sustaining, more trustworthy than what we do see. You know, the life of faith choose to believe God in all things. If then you have been raised, you know, through things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your mind on things above, not on things that are on earth. For ye have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appear, then you also would appear with him in glory. You'll find that in Colossians 3, 1 and 14. And you know, as I went on, the victorious Christian life is lived with eyes set, things of heaven, not of this world, you all. Jesus is our model in this. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you would not grow weary and lose heart. You know, over in Hebrews 12, 2 and 3, you might read those at your convenience. You know, breaking it down, the eternal life of a believer is set secure in Christ. We too are at God's right hand. By faith, the victorious Christian is one who lives in that reality. And we're talking today, what does it mean to live victoriously? A victorious Christian life. And we've been breaking it down, giving you the scriptures that you can go to later. But you know, as I was thinking, victorious Christian living is not haphazard. It's not incidental to become a Christian. You can't get there by osmosis, but a sure way and a sure far way does exist for realizing victorious Christian life. And you know, as I kept saying, what does it mean to live a victorious Christian life? This kind of life is characterized by living each day by faith in God. You know, people say they have faith, but their faith gonna be tested to see if it's really in God or in the world. You know, as Paul the apostle writes, we walk by faith, not by sight. You'll find that in Second Corinthians 5 and 7 in the King James Version. You know, a victorious Christian life also required us to allow the Word of God to be the fuel that drive our life daily. And you know, but you say, but how does one arrive at victorious places in this Christian life? You know, perhaps every local church has some members who seem never to grow in Christ, or they live too much of their life in a state of attitude or defeat. You know, no bona fide believer can justify living a defeated or melancholy life. You have to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily entangle you. You know, we compare the Christian journey to running a race. A race can't be run, you know, the best race will, when he is unsuccessful, it'll be weighed down. The same applied to a Christian journey. Note that this weight referred to weight in sin. For instance, spending excessive time on social media or literally socializing do not necessarily constitute sin, but they can be weighed that negative affect us. We must forsake sinful habits and those other things that weigh us down if we want to live a victorious Christian life. You know, it's so many things that the people are doing that the world is doing. But are they living a victorious Christian life? Are you patterning your life behind the world system or by God's system? You know, you have to think about that. And if anybody want to say anything, please feel free. I have caller 8832. You're still on my board. So if you decide you want to say something, I don't have to bring you back in. I still have you tune in on my show. So if anybody else would like to say something on what does it mean to live a victorious Christian life, you know, over in 1 Corinthians, 1:26-31, I broke it down. As believers, we may not be winners by the world standard, but we have been chosen for glory by God. My. You know, God will live among us forever. You'll find in Zephaniah 3:17. And God has conquered all our enemies for us to live a victorious Christian life. You'll find it in John 16:33. And over in Revelation 11:15, God will rule forever. Yes, he will. You know, we think about professional sport, a championship. But the Bible promised us victory far greater and more lasting than all those professional sports and all those championships. Our victory, because God can see that victory through God will last us all the way through eternity. But when we go by the world system, by the champions here and doing this and doing that, that's just for a season, for a time. That's going to leave us one day. That will not be with us. But you know, over in Hebrews 12:1, we have to run with endurance the race that is set before you. Successfully running a race required the ability to go the distance. This ability required endurance. Running prepared themselves for competition by increasing the distance they run so they can build the necessary endurance for the race. And I was thinking about that as I looked at Simone Biles, and she was given a blow description on what all she do when she getting ready to do a competition, the race, the things that she go through, the technique, the different exercise that she do with her body to be able to run that race for that competition. But when we have that faith and hold on to God's unchanging hand and do what he say in the word of God, we can run that race, ladies. We can run that race. Run that race with endurance, because these bodies was put up. We think we can't go no longer. We say, oh, I'm tired. I'm run down. But we got to get up and get back in that Christian victorious race for Christ, that Christian life that God wants us to live. We got to know that we know that we're going to be and do what God have called us to do. That on that victorious Christian life. You know, the Christian journey is like winning a race. Finishing, it requires enduring the challenge and observation involved. But how do we build the needed endurance? James tell us the testing of our faith produced endurance. You find that in James 1:3. That's one reason God allow us to be tested in this life. We're going to be tested, you all of us right now being tested in our life. Something is going on right now in our life where we're being tested. But are we going to hold it up and live victorious Christian life, or will we throw in the towel? Each time you endure the rigor of a test, it increases your endurance to go the required distance of the journey before you. You know, we have to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We must stay focused, you all. Stay focused upon Jesus. He is our perfect example. And the reason I say that for me, because we get distracted so quick. I was going over my calendar, different things that we need to do, different things that we are doing. And, you know, we want to run here, we're going to run there, we're going to run here. But I had to sit down and come to myself. Okay, did God give me the permission to go do that or to say this and to say that? No. I had to think about it. My calendar is filled up a March for this, for that. And I had to think, wait a minute. I'm writing all this stuff down for the month of March. But did I consult God on any? Because everything we hear or we want to do, we think it's of God. It's a God thing. But have we been enduring? Is our body put up to endure all this? Or are we just going on by osmosis because so-and-so say do this, and do that? And my mind go right back to Simone Biles on she's saying on all month, are we putting on our full armor of God? Or are we just running off of steam we think we have? And then when our bodies give down, we wondering, well, I should have been in and doing that. But think about it. I know right now a lot of things I want to get up and do. But due to some unforeseen things that have occurred in my life in the last couple of days, almost a week, I had to change plans from what I wanted to do. And I got to follow the instruction of what God said to do. So we got to keep our focus, y'all. We must stay focused upon Jesus. He is our perfect example. While on earth, he modeled the victorious Christian life. As his disciple, we are to be followers of him and not of anyone else. We can learn from others. We can all benefit from good mentors in our life. But we must do these things looking to Jesus. And over in Hebrews 12:3, consider him who have endured such hostility by sinning against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You know, the good news is that every believer developed the discipline listed above what I have told you. Christ has set us free from the bondage of sin. In him we have everything pertaining to life and godliness. Through these, we have what it takes to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. So today, we have to realize the victorious Christian life. And if anybody else would like to say something on this broadcast, before we end the broadcast for today, feel free. You're on my switchboard, and I'd be glad to hear from you. Feel free. If you have anything else you would like to add to what does it mean to live a victorious Christian life. And we know faith is at the top of the spectrum.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
It brought to my mind a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Anything we love, anything we want to have a relationship with, we study it. And that's why the word says study to show yourself. If we study our Lord and understand what the word is saying to us, we develop an intellectual power. We develop a wisdom power. And all those things are necessary because anytime another person conquers another person, that means that they have studied their ways, studied what they do, studied how they think. And it's very similar to us studying and staying focused in the Word to stay victorious. Because we can be victorious today and not tomorrow if we don't stay focused. So
that's
I'm just grateful about this title today, that we understand that we cannot conquer anything in life unless we study it. And
that's
I encourage everyone to study the Word of God. Stay focused. And let the Bible be your blueprint for your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because holiness will always stand. It's a standard. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. It may leave individuals, but it certainly won't leave us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Carla, for coming on. And I hope all of us that will hear this program later on today or tonight in the archive will take heed. Because that our main thing is staying focused. Because, you know, we as Christians, we can get off track so quick. We can get a call, and we was on our way to do something. And somebody can call with something, and we sit down, we go to ponder it. Boy, you know it, the day is gone. And we say, well, wait a minute. This is what I had to do that was important. But our focus got distracted. So I'm learning for myself by keeping my focus. Okay, God, when I start my day, God, what do you want me to do? Let me keep my focus on what you say, because we can get distracted so quick, so easy. Now, do you want me to go to point A, B, C, or D? Or you want me to stay home and work on B? You instruct me. You show me, dear Heavenly Father. Because it might be something in the Word that you want me to get today. But I'm running around all across town looking for lace, looking for material, looking for that. I done dropped what you told me to do. Because I wasn't keeping my focus. That's not living a Christian life, me running all across town here, there, and everywhere. And I done forgot what you told me when I first got up. You had a blueprint when I woke up, what you want me to do. And for me to keep my joy, my freedom, and self, I got to be listening to you. I got to put my full armor of God on. A lot of people get out running out the house, no focus, not have that full armor of God on. And soon that boom, boom, boom hit. What am I going to do? And then he'll take you back to, I told you to do thus and so. I told you to go to chapter so-and-so and read it for the start your day. Did you do it? No. See, if you'd have read that, you'd have seen what I had in store for you. I had a blessing for you today. But you didn't wait for the blessing. You went off half-cocked. You went doing this and doing that. And so I'm learning you all. He's teaching me how to sit. I thought just sitting, what am I doing while I'm sitting long? Pick up your Word. Pick up this, do that. Not because you want to do this, but this is what I'm instructing you to do. Because I got, before the day is over, you're going to need this one I'm giving to you right now. Somebody may call us before the day is over with and ask you something. And this program, may something they may say, I'll come back and it come to your mind. Wait a minute. Today we were talking about victorious Christian living, a Christian life, keeping your focus. Lord, I sure thank you that I tuned in. You told me to tune into that broadcast. I didn't just take it lightly because it was something in that broadcast that helped me, touch me, that I was able to help this caller or this situation with. So I want to take time out to thank each one of you ladies that came to the broadcast today, even those that left, had to leave for every reason, those that stayed on the broadcast. And I give you all the glory, give God all the glory and all the praise for coming on. Please come on next week. We have another exciting topic we'll be talking about next week. And that topic is going to be what is the will of God for my life? That's what it's going to be. Do you really know the plans for your life that God have for you? Or are you running around in the wilderness? You're trying everything, you're doing everything, but have you really consulted God? on the plans for your life. That would be our broadcast next week. It's going to be a good broadcast. So tell others, bring others on. They can take 35 or 45 minutes out their busy schedule, especially if they're at home. And if they're at work, they may not be close to getting on the phone, or they may be able to hear it with the earbuds in their ear. But share the program with someone, you all. It is very beneficial. I'm back on. Try to stay on. Health is getting better. So tell somebody else about it. So before we leave, let's give a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for every person that came on, for the caller that spoke on the air today. We ask you to bless her, send a miracle to her home today. You already know what she needs to hear, Father. But she took the time out from her busy schedule to tune into the broadcast. So I'm asking you for a special miracle for others and others that came to the line today to hear, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us keep our focus. Let us live a victorious Christian life in you, to hear, Father. Let us keep that faith in you, to hear, Father, without a shadow of doubt. So, God, we give you the praise today. And we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank God. I love each one of you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Each one of you have a blessed week. And tune in next week, next Wednesday, from 10 to 10:45 for the next exciting topic in the Word of God. And that's how we learn, by hearing and reading for ourselves the Word of God. You all have a blessed week. Bye-bye.